This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 20th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in a code called QUEST and you get 25% off your purchase for all that delicious stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff there too. Yum, yum, yum. And more stuff coming, as well you know. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some stuff on sale. We got some PlayStation news as well. And Hasbro wants to make video games? We'll begin today with Final Fantasy, because Engadget.com says that Final Fantasy XIV Mobile is coming. Now, the playtests for said game will start there in China, and that'll be followed by a global launch. The dates are not yet set, but the Final Fantasy XIV producer and director Nakoya Yoshida was talking in a video, and they did say that the developer Lightspeed Studios is working on the game to recreate the story, all the duties and the battle content, and other various aspects of the game. Now, the duties is the job system. And there's a teaser trailer that does show off the scope and grandeur that was in the mobile version of Eurizia. And they'll be absorbing the music from Final Fantasy XIV sound director Masayoshi Soken. Now, what we don't know is if the game will be available for cross-progression. So could you save it on your PC and then turn on your phone and be able to play it from there? We don't know. But the mobile game will be able to provide players with a, quote, new adventure, end quote. So, we might be able to keep our eyes on this one. We'll see. Now, if you have an Xbox, there's an update for you via purexbox.com, and they are saying that you'll be able to stream your own game. There'll be a feature with 50 titles supported at launch. Now, Xbox did begin to roll out Stream Your Own Game feature today, and as for the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate members, and they'll be able to play 50 games right now that is supported at the launch. So here is what Xbox did say about this via a blog post. Quote, starting today, I'm excited to announce that we're allowing Game Pass Ultimate members to stream select games they own through TV and browser and supported devices like smartphones, PCs, and tablets. And all 28 countries where Xbox Cloud Gaming Beta is available. I'm not going to give you the list. No, there's too much here. But 50 games. The biggest part is the Final Fantasy series, 1 through 6, and Final Fantasy 14 Online. But there's some other games up there as well. So that you can go check out if you have Game Pass Ultimate. Now we go over to Valve. There's two different stories here. IGN did say that Valve may be making Steam Controller 2 and a new VR controller. And that's according to an insider report. At Brad Lynch did say on Twitter about this because he was the YouTube user, quote, codename for Steam Controller 2 is Ibex, separate product from Deckard's Roy controllers. Both are being tooled for a mass production goal in their factories right now. That is why I know they're in later stages of productization. End quote. Now, it'll look like a standard gamepad, but it will have some track pads where your thumbs could go, and they could be working on a wireless Deckard headset that could go with the controller. Once again, we go to Brad Lynch on Twitter. Quote, Valve Roy controllers have at least D-pad, bumpers, grip, buttons, triggers, A, B, X, Y, system button, and some sort of strap. I'm competent in this info based on data mining and sources who wished not to be named. There is also an unreleased OpenXR extension for these controllers. And he showed a picture with an arrow going right to that command. Now, Valve did release a VR headset back in 2019 and would have some multi-base station sensors and a connection. And we'll see what happens if that does come out. But for the Steam controller, well, there's still not much info on the implement still. So you got what you got, because we got what we got. So no date yet. And IGN did reach out to Valve for a comment, but there was nothing about that. But GameSpot says that Valve was reflecting on a lawsuit that could have killed the company. Well, this is the 20th anniversary of Half-Life 2, and that was Valve's first-person shooter, and that was one of the greatest games that they came out with. Now, Valve did release a 2-hour documentary on making the game, and they did include a story on how Valve's future was threatened by a lawsuit by the former publisher, Vivendi, and that was related by PC Gamer and 80 Level. And that was the story behind the lawsuit that did begin about 1 hour into the document. And that was within the tale that was flowing in and out of the background of Half-Life 2 development. Now, the lawsuit had Valve's assertion that Vivendi was distributing Counter-Strike to South Korean cyber cafes without permission from Valve itself. That's a quote from the website. And Vivendi did respond with a lot of counterclaims because they said that Valve was overasserting its rights. So the Valve COO, Scott Lynch, and the co-founder, Gabe Newell, did say that the legal battle had a drain on Valve's resources, and that's why the company almost went bankrupt. Newell also did reveal that he was personally bankrupted as well, because he had to put his house up for sale in order to keep fighting. So the Valve General Counsel, Carl Quackenbush, did say, quote, "I did a lot of lawsuits for a long time. I never saw anything like that. Never. Maybe there was a document destruction that couldn't be proved, but it was like, we're talking about it in writing. I never seen that before." At that point, Judge Zilli said, "All matters of fact are now according to Valve. You don't get to contest any of those. Now we're just discussing the settlement, how much you're going to have to pay, and what the damages are." Because there was a Korean speaker, which is Andrew, who found the smoking gun, quote, within the messages. And that was Valve's summer intern, because they were pages of email. And those were the documents that were being destroyed. Well, that did happen a long time ago. But what could be happening right now? Kotaku said that Dungeons & Dragons and G.I. Joe could be coming. Well, that was Hasbro's CEO, Chris Cox, that's his name, doing some talking to Bloomberg. And he said that there's an unannounced Dungeons & Dragons game that is currently in production alongside an adventure game that's based on G.I. Joe, and that's in pre-production. Hasbro has already invested $1 billion into video games, and Chris did say that it does plan to spend $100 to $150 million each year. So they're hoping to bring 2 games every 12 months by 2026. So actually, 4 games. So we shall see what happens with that. Now, obviously, there are no release dates for said game, but just know that Larian Studios are the ones that's making this game. Larian Studios? Oh, they only made Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah, that one. Now, that may take off, but maybe this wasn't ready to. The Verge did say that Microsoft's Flight Simulator 2024 wasn't ready enough for release. Well, that's mainly because the early players did struggle to load or even finish installing the game, and people had a lot of issues. That would include the post-installation loads that were before completion, long login queues, and the game was crashing. So right now, if you look at the ratings on Steam, it, quote, overwhelmingly, quote. In fact, some of the players saw their downloads freeze at 97%. So almost there, nope. And some of the queue times were several hours. So people were advised, go check out the Xbox support status page for updates. And they didn't list any of the ongoing issues with the game at the time of the article being released. Brandon Sullivan got up on Twitter and said, quote, "The new Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024 is so fun. Oh wait, I have no idea if it is." People were not happy. Maybe they'll be happy with this. PlayStation 6 may have a handheld coming along with it. PlayStationLifestyle.net did break the news, and there were some leaks and an official statement that said that Sony and Microsoft may still be at war. And that is because PlayStation wants to do another handheld in the PlayStation 6 generation. Now, Microsoft has already confirmed that they are planning on, maybe even working on, an Xbox handheld. But maybe now, PlayStation might be doing the same thing, because the Chinese leaker, Zhang Zhongzhou, said that Sony plans to use the AMD hardware for a PlayStation 6 generation handheld, and Microsoft is still deciding between Qualcomm and AMD for its handheld. Now, this is a rumor, but PlayStation's done it before. We'll see if it happens. All right, time to get out of Rumorville, because we need to get to sales time, because GamesRadar.com said that the PlayStation Portal would start streaming games without the PlayStation 5. So if you're looking for a PlayStation Portal, and with that particular type of news, you can find it on Amazon for about $200, but the renewed options are $180. So if you want the PlayStation Portal with the knowledge of you don't need the PlayStation 5 to be turned on or be connected, now'll be the time to get one. But if you do have a PlayStation, PushSquare.com says that the Black Friday discounts will begin in 2 days, which means PlayStation Plus 12-month membership can save up to 30%. The Black Friday controllers, all the different types, they're showing 7 of them, are up to 25% off. There are some deals for the games, and there are some deals for the VR Horizon headset. That's 40% off for the VR set. So for PlayStation Plus, the new subscribers can enjoy 30% of any of the 3 tiers. If you're already a member, if you're PlayStation Plus Essential, you can upgrade your subscription to PlayStation Plus Extra for 25% less, or PlayStation Plus Premium for 30% less. Now, this Friday, there will be hundreds of games that'll be in the promotion, including FC25, Star Wars Outlaws, and Hogwarts Legacy. And yes, I said Star Wars Outlaws, because that is on sale on Amazon via GameSpot.com and is now $50. It was $70, but it's now $50. So go check that out. And if you play Diablo, or if you wanted to play Diablo, I should say, PC Games N says that right now, Diablo 4 Spiritborn is free, and you can get some extra gold and some XP. Now, it is available now, free, until Tuesday, November 26th, okay? You can get it if you want it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. See you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.